that switching power supply was as revolutionary as the Apple II logic board was, Jobs later said. Rod doesn't get a lot of credit for this in the history books, but he should. Every computer now uses switching power supplies, and they all rip off Rod's design. For all of Wozniak's brilliance, this was not something he could have done. I only knew vaguely what a switching power supply was, Woz admitted. Jobs's father had once taught him that a drive for perfection meant caring about the craftsmanship even of the parts unseen. Jobs applied that to the layout of the circuit board inside the Apple II. He rejected the initial design because the lines were not straight enough. This passion for perfection led him to indulge his instinct to control. Most hackers and hobbyists like to customize, modify, and jack various things into their computers. To Jobs, this was a threat to a seamless end-to-end user experience. Wozniak, a hacker at heart, disagreed. He wanted to include 8 slots on the Apple II for users to insert whatever smaller circuit boards and peripherals they might want. Jobs insisted there be only 2, for a printer and a modem. Usually I'm really easy to get along with, but this time I told him, if that's what you want, go get yourself another computer, Wozniak recalled. I knew that people like me would eventually come up with things to add to any computer. Wozniak won the argument that time, but he could sense his power waning. I was in a position to do that then. I wouldn't always be.